Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming on AM 580 as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
It's time now for us to get our first look at what's happening on the Chicago Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange this morning. With our opening commodity market report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 396, up 3 on the open. July, 398, up 1¾. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 338¾, down a half on the open. May, 349¾, down a half. July, 360, down a quarter. September, 369, down 1½. December, 382, down 3/4 on the open. March corn opened at 217, up a half on the open. May, 226¾, up a quarter. July, 236, unchanged. September, 243¾, unchanged. December, 254¼, up a quarter. March, 259¾, down a half on the open. March oats opened at 192½, up a half on the open. May, 191, up 1½. March soybeans open at 581, up 1½ on the open. May, 593, up 3/4. July, 604, up 1. August, 609, up 3. September, 610, unchanged. November, 617, up a quarter. January, 624, up a half on the open. March soybean meal open at 181.60, up 40 on the open. May, 184, up 30. March soybean oil open at 21.82, unchanged on the open. May, 22.27, up 2. Over on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeder cattle open at 108.65, down 62½ on the open. April, 109.75, down 60. May, 110.10, down 52½ on the open. February live cattle open at 92.65, down 40 on the open. April, 90.50, down 42½. February lean hogs open at 55.25, up 2½ on the open. April, 61.70, down 32½. May, 66.15, down 20. June, 68.50, down 60 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 74.50, down 12½ on the open.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the opens and the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
I want to start on the Merck side, where it appears in the feeders and the live cattle, the air is finally being let out of the technical balloon, so to speak, since we last talked a week ago. Is that an accurate assessment?
Well, we had the hogs have been in trouble for some time, and now basically what we've seen now is that the bearishness or the downdraft that we've seen in hogs and in the poultry market took hold in the cattle market, and it just pretty well has stirred up a pretty good decline in here. Actually, the decline began a little bit there last Friday, this kind of extended itself here this past week.
Turn our attention over to the Chicago Board of Trade. Talk about lead option March soybeans, since making a 603¾ high on the 30th of January. It's been a steady downtrend. We couldn't get through that 6 January 610 gap there. And now I'm wondering if we're going to go ahead and just trade in a 50-cent piece between $5.50 and $6 for a while.
Well, I don't know if you could say that the decline that we've had this last couple days is definitely starting that. I think you have to kind of view it more as a correction to the pick up that we saw here over the past 4 or 5 days or before we set in. So we had a pretty strong up, fairly quick up, and now what we got was a pretty decent setback here yesterday, and now the market is actually stabilizing in here. Now, Some of my work would indicate that maybe we could spend some more time in the stabilization type mode, but I don't see anything at the moment that would necessarily reverse the underlying trend here of being sideways to higher. But that's something you got to watch for over the next few days or so. But I think initially you got to say that what we're in is a corrective mode after some pretty good up there during the last part of January.
Are we also then in a corrective mode after a pretty good up in the last part of January in the corn?
Probably more so. Corn really never broke. I mean, yeah, we did close down a penny and a half or so yesterday, but corn's holding pretty tough. It's in a what I would call a congestion area or consolidation mode or phase, and we'll have to kind of see whether or not it will go ahead and roll down and break down. Or if it'll just hold in this mode until it works off its overbought technical condition before going on higher.
What kind of numbers are you looking for? Deeves corn now at 254 has been as low today as 253 3/4. I look at that for January mark at 252 and wonder if that's the benchmark to keep an eye on.
Well, yeah, I think if you start going down underneath 52, it may begin to show some weakness. But, chart-wise, you have to kind of think that this corn market is still in position here to climb, another dime or so higher. Now, whether or not that plays out, we'll have to take one day at a time on that. But I don't see anything in the chart pattern that would necessarily negate some of the upside objectives that I've been kind of looking at, which is, something in the 225 to 230 range on the March corn and something in the 260 to 265 on the Deeves corn.
So what you're saying, if you're all caught up with sales, just stand by and see what happens.
Well, right. I think, this is a spot to do something. It's real hard for us market advisors to give advice and then analyze at the same time. Like I mentioned to Todd, there's one thing of being an analyst and a price projector, another thing of being an advisor. So it's kind of hard playing both sides of that fence once in a while. But I think from a seasonal point of view and from, looking at the averages and that, this is a place to get started. And that's about all I can really say. That starting point varies from producer to producer.
Let's go ahead and look at March wheat then, where we see at the moment the trade, if I can bring up the correct screen here.
41 3/4.
41 3/4.
42. Well, it keeps going back and forth. Dave, a lot of action in there.
Yes, there is. And we did see a double top invaded around the 346 level on 27th January. Got as high as 350. Is that the start of something good, or do we have to keep wait and see?
Well, like I said, I think all of these markets are vulnerable to some period of consolidation and maybe even somewhat of a setback. And I think that's kind of where we're at. I mean, the wheat market is all Kansas City. I mean, that is where the strength is. You can see Kansas City's up 6-5, where Chicago wheat's up 2-3. That is where the focus is. That's where the dry weather is. That's the concern on the balance sheet. It's a hard red winter wheat balance sheet, not necessarily the soft red winter wheat balance sheet. So all of the activity in the wheat market is pretty much Kansas City, and it's fairly stout. I mean, you can see that wheat is up after a decline there yesterday. We're back up again. And that same way with corn and beans. Now we're, kind of fractionally weak in here after a little firmer first hour trade. But the fact that we didn't show any real strong follow-through to the downside action and overnight trade kind of indicates that maybe this market may not be as weak as it indicated yesterday, Dave.
And might we have another dime to 15 cents to the upside in the Kansas City wheat?
There's all kinds of room, to the upside if the fundamentals kind of play out in here, Dave.
Thank you very much. You have a grand day today, Dan.
Same to you, Dave.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services. He is in Bloomington, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bezifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's look at the current tick. March wheat in Kansas City at $4, even up 7. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade at 342 and a quarter, up 3. May, 353 and a half, up 3 and a quarter. March corn, 215 and 3 quarters, down 3 quarters. May, 226, down a half. July, 235, down 1. December, 253, down 1. March beans, 578 and 3 quarters, down 3 quarters. May, 591, down 1 and a quarter. July, 602, down 1. November, 615 and a half, down 1 and a quarter. March soybean meal, 180.90, down 30. March soybean oil, 21.75, down 7. At the Merck, March feeders, 108.52 and a half, down 75. February live cattle, 92.30, down 75. And February lean hogs, 54.60, down 162 and a half. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. The time now, 10 o'clock Central Time.